Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, guys, some great news. We've been praying an amazing prayer, and God's been answering our prayers.
Yes,
He has.
The prayer we've been praying is, Dear God, end abortion, send revival. And here recently, CBN is reporting that a bill banning almost all abortions after 20 weeks is expected to pass the Republican-controlled House. And it actually did pass. It has passed and in the House. And this is huge. Now, unfortunately, it's not expected to pass in the Senate. Mm. It's not expected to pass in the Senate. And the president has said that he would actually veto this bill. But what's cool about it is that it sets precedent. Mm. It really sets precedent. And The representative from Arizona, was Trent Franks, he sponsored the bill, and he doesn't find it too discouraging. This is what he says. He says, he pointed out, and this is according to Politico, he pointed out to the most recent time Congress passed an abortion bill of this scope, the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act of 2003. It's been 10 years. That bill, he says, fell short and faced court battles before it finally became law. Hmm. He goes on to say that I think if you hearken back to partial birth abortion, everybody said, you know, it's not constitutional. It can't pass. It can't go anywhere. And it took time to do that. And even it took time to do that. And it had to even succeed a presidential veto. But it eventually did. It eventually did. Mm-hmm. So when just because you start with a bill and it doesn't... It passed somewhere. It right. made some headway, if you yeah. will. Mm-hmm. And you got to kind of have to stick with it. And this is pretty promising. This is really, really promising. Unfortunately, the president says that he would veto this bill. We want to encourage the president to sign this bill into law because we want to protect life. And we're seeing a great, great number of people just responding. And they're saying, listen, staffers that are coming out and saying, look, I don't want to participate anymore. I don't want to be a part of being a house of horror or a place of death. And in a recent article, CBN News talked about women who, for whatever reason, weren't able to have an abortion. They were denied having abortions. Mm-hmm. And they did this study, and it was pretty amazing. They said that overwhelmingly, the majority of women who are denied abortions do not regret having their baby. Listen to this. They were denied, and now they're saying they didn't regret it. Researchers at the University of California in San Francisco conducted a study of 200 women who sought abortions but were turned away. Mm-hmm. But they wind up not having them. Uh-huh. In most cases, the women were too far along in their pregnancies to have a legal abortion. Researchers sought to learn the negative effects on women who gave birth to unplanned children. The whole intention here is you wanted abortion, you weren't able to have an abortion. How did this affect you? You had a baby here that now mm-hmm. you wanted to abort
right.
and kill, but now you had it. So how are you surviving? Researchers sought to learn the negative effects on women
yeah.
who gave birth, right? This is what they found out. Instead, they found that 95% have no regrets.
Wow.
95% of women who had did not have the abortions, who had the child and said, I'm going to bear the child, they have no regrets.
Wow.
95%. And it said, in a story published in the New York Times magazine, one of the study's authors said that about 5% of the women, after they have had the baby, still wish they hadn't had the baby. Okay, but one woman who could not have an abortion because she was 23 weeks. See, now this law will make it illegal
mm-hmm.
after 20 weeks. This was 23 weeks. She says, and she's quoted as saying, after she had her baby, my baby's more than my best friend, more than the love of my life. She is just my whole world.
Wow.
Let me tell you something. I mean, how beautiful is that? When you realize that, look, you don't have to do this. You know, there is help and we have resources available for you. Listen, go to the torch. Go to VFNTV.com, select the torch, type in the word abortion. You'll not only find many segments about abortion and all the different things that are happening, but you will also find resources where you can help. Maybe you're counseling someone. We just talked about this week, actually, on the torch, that the most dangerous place for a baby, the most dangerous place for a baby, they have all these safety car seats and all this type of stuff on how we should take care of a child when they're born. But the most dangerous place for a baby is in the womb of a mother.
Wow.
And Ed Young did a fabulous job in talking about abortion from a biblical perspective and really from a common sense perspective. And it's a great way. And he goes into this talk on how he would counsel someone, a young girl, let's say, that was considering an abortion, and what, and he walked through several key things that she would need to consider when she was be making that decision. And one of those things that she would need to consider is that this is something that's irreversible. This is something that's irreversible. And in Wisconsin, they just passed a law that was going to make it mandatory for a woman who's going to have an abortion to actually have an ultrasound.
Right.
And prior to. And this law is so good because it allows the woman to have full disclosure of what it is that's happening. And because there's abortion doctors that are telling women that all you have there is a tissue. You don't have a baby, you have a tissue. Well, she needs to know what she really has with her own eyes. And this one of the state legislators, because she is a fiery debate. I mean, it was just well said. But one of the things she said in this, and I thought that was really key, she said, listen, this is irreversible. This is irreversible. So you want to know, she deserves full disclosure on what's inside of her womb before she signs off on aborting. You know, aborting means to kill, to stop,
murder.
You know, just the word alone, hello.
Yeah.
And so this is so good. We're seeing the answer to prayer. We're seeing the tide turn, and we're seeing God show up on the scene and moving on so many people. And we want to encourage you to continue to pray that simple prayer with us. Dear God, end abortion, send revival.
You know, I think about the process about this and how God has just been moving the tides, and thinking back on the Gosnell case and how it started with late term end abortion, you know, almost full term, and how they were responding to basically murder. And now it's moved. I mean, you think about a 9-week pregnancy, 4 weeks in a month, that's 36 weeks. And now that's been brought down to 21 weeks. And they're saying that's 20 weeks. And it's just like precedent from 36 to 20, God, end abortion completely.
Yeah.
So where the argument or even of anything regarding tissue is not even received.
Yeah. Well,
God, end abortion. Send revival, God.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com
or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.